Hey everybody, this is Raul Gonzalez.
And I'm Oscar Epieta. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, together we are the Medicare Half Hour.
Love it. Yeah. Why the half hour?
Well, previously we were the Medicare Hour, and it was specific just for our FMO, just for our agents, and we're really just trying to help build up our agents. And we've decided that we want to take this to the masses. We want to let everybody have an opportunity to get better at selling Medicare, get better at building your business. So this is going to be about a half hour show, and we're going to run through, ideally on a weekly basis, and really just give hints and tips on being successful in Medicare sales. And so today we're kind of just wanting to focus. Okay, well, how do you differentiate? How do you stand out in the market? So we just a little bit background. I have TMS, our company, is actually 10 years old this year. And so we've been in the market here in the San Antonio market for 10 years. Prior to that, I was an agent for Humana. So definitely come from a position of a lot of experience. And then Oscar has a story. How long have you been doing this?
Also approaching my 10-year anniversary. So I was Raul's first agent. I like to refer to myself as Raul's number one agent, I'm sure, even though I'm really not.
I'm sure the number one agent doesn't take any offense to that at all.
No, none whatsoever.
So yeah, Oscar was the very first agent that I recruited. Literally talked to him like 2 days before I quit work, my job at Humana, where I was an agent there for about 6 years. And so we've been together ever since. He's kind of really developed into my right-hand man, started as an agent and developed a team. He's got an MGA and TMS is an FMO. And we're really one of the top agencies here in Texas. And at some point we're gonna be expanding to much wider territory, yeah. I should say. So today we are again discussing, you know, how do you differentiate yourself in a market, especially one like here in San Antonio, right? How many agents did we, there's probably like 1,400 agents in the city of San Antonio alone.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty close, if not right on the money, 1,400 agents. And so obviously San Antonio is one of those markets that is saturated, and there's other ones, you know, down in the Rio Grande Valley, they have like 900 and they have half the amount of people as our Metroflex. So, yeah. So, you know, how do you separate yourself? That's the big question. How do you stand out? And so, you know, the first step to do that, or one of the first bullet points, would be kind of to specialize in a specific product. And how do you do that? Well, by establishing a lead product, right?
Yeah. Yeah, got to have a lead product. I think every market is going to have its lead product. Here in San Antonio, it happens to be United Healthcare. And we were just talking about this the other day. United Healthcare has, I believe, 53% of the market. So over half the people that you're going to talk to probably have a United Healthcare plan. But we're going to talk a little bit more about what to do if you end up in a situation like that. But you want to have a lead product. You want to understand what your product is. There are 15 carriers here in the San Antonio market, and each carrier has its own set of products. So altogether, there are probably over 85, maybe over 90 different Medicare Advantage plans. And so if you're new to the business, or if you've been in the business, it can seem a little bit overwhelming and intimidating. 90 different Medicare Advantage plans. Do I really need to know the ins and outs of all these plans? The answer is no.
Right.
I don't know that I know all 90. I don't. But you do want to have that lead product. We know you're going to know which product. You're going to find that number one product, the one that sells the most, and really just become very familiar with that. So that way you know how to position yourself when you're at the kitchen table talking to somebody who's on a product that's a competitor's plan. But the contrary to that is you'll know the strengths and the weaknesses of this lead product. So if you are sitting at the kitchen table with somebody who already has this product, if you let them talk enough, they're gonna tell you what they like, but more importantly, what they don't like about their plan. And understanding the strengths and weaknesses of the lead product, but even some of the competing products to that, you can position yourself and really have that conversation and bring value to something else, another carrier, another product to where you can walk away, not only with a sale, but now you're the agent, and we're going to dive a little bit more into that and how you can stand apart from other agents in a market that's super competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. I think having a lead product, kind of a second product. And then of course, you know, if you're an independent agent, I'm telling you right now, represent 90% of the plan options available. You've got to have that. Even if you don't sell them a lot, you want to make sure that you have backup. So if you run into somebody who has that lead product, right, you say, man, let me think about what another option is that could be a good fit. But your second product doesn't work because their doctor doesn't work with that plan. So what do? Do you walk away from that sale? Absolutely not, right? You know, you got to go back. Okay, look, I've got this kind of third option. So of course, I want to be really, really good with my lead product, and I want to know that product inside and out. But I want to make sure that I have other options and that I know them. So I would get like kind of a baseline, right? I know what this is. I want to do a little bit of that. And just kind of have this good product knowledge, basic product knowledge. The important part would be, right, like, well, I got to make sure that I know how to actually do an app if I have to. And so that's why we recommend, you know, with our agency, we have a Sunfire, and I think most of the large, they have some form of that, to kind of self-enrollment tool where you have all in one place, or you can enroll people into those plans. I think that's super important, kind of going along with what we're saying. So you're going to have your lead product, but you also want to be able to sell those backups. Easiest way is by having kind of that all in one solution where you can enroll everyone.
So real quick, let's talk about that baseline. Yep. I mentioned there are 15 carriers. So if an agent's listening to this right now, does that mean I got a contract with all 15 carriers?
Yeah, no, I would contract with a lot of them, but I wouldn't contract with every single one. If you know there's one, you're really never going to sell. Let's just say they only work with one provider group and you don't work with that group. And it's just, you know, sometimes when you're having to go through and certify with all the different companies, you're like, well, you know what? If I'll have to let that one sell walk away if I do. Some people have a different point of view. I don't, because I'm all about not wasting time.
Yeah.
Right. And so I probably will do the main companies, and you can look at it. You can always look at the numbers and say, hey, look, like these top five companies have like 80%, 90% of the business. Maybe I'll just do those five companies.
Start with the core carriers. Yeah. That's what you need to do. And then as you start to get more comfortable doing this, then you can start to add those other carriers. But especially if you're new to the Medicare business, then trying to contract with 15 carriers is overwhelming and just takes a lot of time. So start with those core carriers, start with four or five of those main players in the market. And then as you grow and as you start to write more business, then you can start to add more carriers to your portfolio.
Yeah. I think as an agent, one thing that I don't want you to do, like if I'm helping you to be successful, one thing I don't want you to do is spending all this time to be an absolute expert in all plans, right? Because what ends up happening is, and I see this happen a lot, there's people in there's a book called Psychology of Selling. And in that book, I think it is by, I think it's Brian Tracy. One of the things he says is that there's no desk that's cleaner than a salesperson who doesn't want to go out and prospect. It doesn't want to go out and sell. And I think that what could end up happening for a lot of people is they say, you know what, I'm not going to get out there until I'm an expert in all of these plans. And then they never, it would be impossible to know the ins and outs of every single plan, how to utilize every single benefit, where to get transportation, where would they go to the dentist? You're not going to be that much of an expert on every single plan. And to be honest, if you're trying to do that, you may be wasting time instead of working.
Yep.
That's kind of my take on that. So we want to make sure that you do that. But the other reason is if you become kind of like the specialized, you know, like this guy knows everything about United Healthcare, the ins and outs, knows everything about Humana. Maybe those are the two lead products in San Antonio. Then those are the ones I'm going to focus on. Some people have their niche, right? They're saying, I really only want to focus on that low income community. And other agents we talk to, and we have them here at TMS, where we have other guys that are like, I really only want to deal with those upper income clients, so I'm gonna specialize in kind of the PPOs and or med subs and have those as my two, as the two things that I'm looking at. So you definitely just kind of want to figure out, because then it's gonna make it a lot easier. It's gonna be second nature for you to kind of run those things. I think I had when I was an agent, or when I was selling more, I should say, I probably had a good combination of both. I would get, you know, from, but I would, you know, have my lead product for my HMOs or for my lower income folks. And then I have another lead product for my PPOs, you know, this is the PPO out of the 15 options that I have. Yeah. This is the one I'm going to use. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And so the next thing I would say would be to focus on excellent customer service. How important is customer service in what you do?
Super important. That's what sets you apart from everyone else, because at the end of the day, they can go and sign up for any one of these products with any agent that's out there, any one of the 1,400 agents that are out there. So why you? Why should it be you? And so most of the time when we're talking to agents, we're telling them, hey, look, understand these products, have your lead product and know your product, know your audience. But at the end of the day, they're not buying that product. They're buying you. They're buying your customer service. And so the most important part to that, and the most important piece, is that to make sure that you deliver, right? Make whatever promises that you're going to make, but make sure that you follow through, that you deliver. And that's one of the things you taught me early on, right? Yeah. It's like, hey, always answer your phone. Make sure you return phone calls. Whatever promises you make to anybody, just make sure you deliver.
When I was an agent at Humana, one of the things that I would tell these my clients, I'd be like, listen, I want to be the first call that you make. I want to be the guy that you call. You can't find your ID card, call me. I want to be the person you call. And there's going to be times that you call me where I'm going to have to say, you know what? I am so sorry. Remember I told you that I can help you with a lot of things, but this isn't one of those things I would help you with. And so I want to be that first call that you make. And then I would go ahead and get all of that service done for them, whatever I could do. And then I would send them to the 800 number at other times. So to be honest, there's a lot of things that you can't do, but I love being that first call, because they're not going to want to get rid of in their mind, and I'm doing air quotes right now, you can't see me, but doing air quotes, is their own personalized local customer service agent, because there are things that I can do. And so, you know, if you're looking for a gym, like, hey, where do I go to the gym? Well, I sure am glad you didn't call the 1-800 number and waiting on hold for 20 minutes, because I can just look that up for you right now. So it's those types of things that you can really add value to yourself. So who are you likely to refer to? The agent that does customer service, or the agent that doesn't, right? The guy who just signed you up and gave you a nice smile on the way out is not the person that you're always going to refer to. You're going to refer to the guy who I call for every single issue that I have. And the question that I have is, when people run into somebody and they say, hey, who's your insurance? And I don't want them to say, hey, it's Humana. I want them to say, it's Humana, but you got to call my agent, Raul. This guy's the best. And that's how you differentiate yourself from all the other 1,200 agents here in our city, you know?
Right. And a lot of times there's so much out there. There's a lot of advertisement. There's a lot of marketing. People are constantly getting phone calls from agents. They're getting pieces of mail. They're seeing all these confusing commercials, and find a way to turn that into a strength of yours, right? So when I'm sitting there and I'm having a conversation with someone, I say, look, you see all those commercials on TV that make you all these promises and whatnot, or you're getting pieces of mail that you're just not too sure, you know, you're a little bit hesitant in calling that, call me. And I'm happy to talk about whatever it is that they're advertising, see if you qualify for any of those programs. Reach out to me. Remember, I'm a broker. I work with multiple insurance companies. So all the stuff that you're seeing on the TV commercials, do me a favor. If there's something that you do find interesting, that you're intrigued by, call me. Don't call that 800 number. And I got a quick story. So I actually had a client of mine give me a call recently, and he says, hey, Oscar, how can I qualify for that money back into my Social Security check, the $164? That's the Medicare Part B premium. How can I qualify for that? I said, well, that program here in Texas, it's called the Medicare Savings Program, and it's based on income and assets, and you'd have to qualify for that. And I briefly went over that with him. But before I went into that, I said, first of all, Mr. Smith, thank you so much for calling me and not calling that 800 number. I appreciate you reaching out to me. Let's talk about that program. Let me explain how it works. And I knew he didn't qualify for it. But I explained to him why it was that he didn't qualify for it. And then we just got to talking, and then it turns out he just referred his brother-in-law to me. So nice. I was able to turn that conversation and really just solve his problems. Number one, answer your phone. Number two, solve their problems. And then at the end of that, hey, I've addressed all of your issues. We're okay. Who else do you know who has Medicare? Yeah. And his brother-in-law called me a couple days later so that I could get him enrolled as well. Because all I did was ask for a referral at the end of that phone call, but I didn't lead with asking for a referral. First, I was addressing him and any problems that he had.
Well, yeah, that's always kind of the way you wrap it up. Hey, man, who else can I help? Man, it's I love hearing from you, and it's always a pleasure to help you, but I just have one question for you. Who else do you know with Medicare that I can help? And you notice how I didn't say, do you know anyone else?
Right.
You know, you'll notice that you even do this. Someone, and it happens to me all the time where someone's asking me a question, who's a salesperson? And I naturally say no. That's why, you know, and I'm not a big fan of this, like where people try to trick people. But I think I used to work in a telemarketing firm years ago. And one of the way they would word the questions, they would say, is there any reason that you wouldn't want this? Because people are so programmed to say no, they're like tricking them into that. I'm not about that. Mm-hmm. But I do want to trick people into thinking. What I mean is, when I ask closed in or open-ended questions, I'm making them think instead of just like, is there anyone? Nope. You know, that's a good takeaway there as well.
Don't ask the yes or no questions.
Yeah,
never. Ask that open-ended question. And yeah, a lot of times it's just like you said, do you know anybody else with Medicare? Yes, I do. Or no, nope. I don't.
Yep.
Right?
A lot of times it's no.
Yeah. But you're asking the same question just in a different way, in a way where it's going to require a response of more than just the word yes or no.
Right, right. Absolutely. One other thing I would tell people, just kind of going on the same thing with this customer service, is, you know, I didn't really have, so a little backstory. When I started working at Humana, I think I was like 27 years old. So I was young with the memory of a 20 something year old. And so by the end of the time that I was there, I think I was like 34 when I left. By the time I was leaving, I had about 1,100 clients when I walked away. And
6 years, yep, 1,100 clients?
6 years, 1,100 clients. I had one of the biggest books of business, even though I didn't have that same amount of time.
And this was all face-to-face.
All face-to-face, yeah. I didn't do any telephonic enrollments, just run into appointments for 6 years. But I had 1,100 clients. That includes people who died that were no longer clients. Like, I mean, 1,100 when I walked away, so I must have sold significantly more during that time. Right. You know, you lose probably 10 or 15%. You know,
the good agents.
Yeah, the good agents lose 10 or 15%. Yeah. So, but when I walked away, but a big part of it was that customer service. But it's hard to remember everyone. For some reason, I didn't feel like I had that problem. But what I would say is, if you do, there's ways around that, right? So, one of the things that you can do would be to put notes in your phone. Gray house, black door, you know, 95 Chevelle I don't even know if that's a car, but whatever, 95 Ford Mustang in the driveway, those types of things. And so that way you can remember. But the other thing is if you're doing a good warm up and you're having a good conversation with people, you're maybe making some notes that they had some grandkids that a grandkid that lived with them. Oh, how's your grandson that lives with you? Is everything going well? Yeah, things are good. And just kind of making some conversation to let them know, hey, I remember you. Mm-hmm. And I think that goes a really, really long way. And if you can deliver on that customer service, you're going to have very, very loyal clients who will refer you time and again. And so I would get these phone calls from people, and it was at first that I didn't really ask for referrals. You know, when you're brand new, you don't remember to do that. And for the record, if you don't know this, if you haven't already heard, hopefully you do, you're not allowed to actually get referrals in Medicare, in the traditional referral, right? Like, hey, write your best friend's name down and I'll give them a call. You can't do that, right? So what I would do is I would get phone calls from people and be like, hey, do you mind if I give your number out? They're like, what do you mean? Of course. Yeah. But that's when it kind of also hit me, like, hey, at the end of these calls, like you said earlier, who else do you know with Medicare? Right? Like who else can I help that is a friend of yours? Who else can I be of service to? And that way they know, hey, it's okay if I give that phone number out. And I think that goes a really long way. So of course, the reason that I'm doing the great customer service, my heart is I want to really serve this individual. They've trusted me with their insurance and I want to deliver the best possible service that I can. But what I hope is that will kind of pay off dividends by them referring people over to me. So
here's a quick tip for referrals, especially if you're newer, maybe even if you're not, implement this into your game. When you're sitting in the home, give yourself homework. And here's what I mean by that. There's every plan out there, we're required to go through the summary of benefits. And one of these benefits that we've got to talk about is an urgent care clinic. Urgent care, as you know, that's something that's like a non-emergency clinic or maybe an after-hour clinic, or you wake up sick and your regular doctor doesn't have any openings that day and you want to go and get to an urgent care clinic. Give yourself some homework and find some urgent care clinics for your client to go and visit in the event that they need to access an urgent care clinic. You do two things. You solve two problems, right? You prevent a phone call that's, you know, on a Saturday morning when maybe you're spending time with your family, because that's why we're in this business, right? Is that so we can have the freedom and we can have time for ourselves and for our personal lives and families. So to avoid that potential phone call, give yourself that homework in the appointment. So say, okay, Mrs. Johnson, so urgent care, if you need to go to an urgent care clinic, what I'm going to do is when I get back to my office, I'm going to find some urgent care clinics nearby so that if you do need to go to an urgent care clinic on a Saturday morning, for example, you already know exactly where you can go. Are you able to receive text messages? Great. I'm going to send you a text message with two urgent care clinics that are nearby your home. So in the event that you need to go to one, you already know where you're going. That's what I mean by giving yourself some homework.
That's good.
And so that's just follow up. Right? I'm not going away. And I always tell people, I'm not the agent that disappears. I'm not going away. I get paid to service you. So please always make sure that I'm your first phone call. So you've given yourself some homework and then check back in 2 weeks later. Mrs. Johnson, have you received your card yet? You should be getting it soon if you haven't already gotten it. Great. I just wanted to make sure that you received your card. I'm so glad that you got it. Hey, who else do you know who has Medicare?
Right.
And it's just an opportunity for you to ask for a referral. But at this point, you've already sent them the urgent care clinics that they can go to, and you're checking in to make sure that they got their card. I mean, that, as simple as that seems, right? We always talk about there's nothing proprietary to what we do, right?
That's what we're telling everyone. We just want to help people because of the fact that there's nothing proprietary. It's just doing the things that we're all doing.
Yeah. These are small things you can do. And it's just, I always tell people, it's not doing all these big things for your clients. It's just doing a lot of these little things. And when you put them all together, it speaks volumes, especially to your clients. And so they're going to remember you. They're going to remember that you're checking in on them and that you already prepared them for the insurance that you enrolled them on. So come time when they're sitting at that Thanksgiving table and they're having a conversation and insurance comes up, like you said, they don't say, oh, you've got to get Humana. No, you've got to get Humana with Raul.
Right.
You got to give him a call. He's the best.
Yeah. And that's my goal. Is like, if I could get them to say that, and I would even at the end of an appointment, tell them to do that and be like, hey, would you be a favor? It would mean a lot to me is if someone ever asks you, hey, who's your insurance, that, and my goal is to be such a good agent to you that you say, I have Humana, but I really, really want you to talk to my agent. They're the best. And that's a goal of mine. So next thing I would just say real quick is that continuous learning and improvement is a super, super important thing. And so there's a lot to unpack with that. So that would be like what you're doing right now, listening to this podcast, right? Yeah. Because I think that when you are driving, I understand that sometimes it can be kind of cathartic, right? Like you're driving, you pop on the Joe Rogan podcast or listen to something that, you know, some comedy or something that makes you laugh, things like that, or listen to the gossip or whatever it is that you do. But how much better would you be if you spent that time listening to a podcast like this or one of the many other podcasts out there or listening to audiobooks, right?
Yeah.
So I always, you know, when I first met you, Oscar, you remember I used to read like crazy. And this was before, so the backstory on that is before I started TMS, I didn't have any kids. So when I was at, all the time that I was at Humana, I was married, but no kids. And so it was very easy. My time was spent reading books. And so I'd be like, Oscar, you got to read this book. Oscar, you got to read that book, right? Like from when I first met you, I was like, you got to start with this book. You got to start. And I'll throw it out there. One of the most there's two life-changing books that really helped me. One is How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie. It's a really old book. You probably get it for $6 on Amazon. And then the other one is called Never Eat Alone, and it's by Keith Ferrazzi, I think is his name. I could be wrong. We'll double check that, you know, before we post. Yeah. But that book is another book that changed my life. Never Eat Alone. I would highly recommend that. I recommended it to Oscar. You know, he's natural when it comes to making friends. I'm not so natural at that, so I kind of had to learn a little bit more. But I used to read all of these books. I'd be like, Oscar, read. And so if you go to my house right now, I have a bookshelf behind my desk, and it's something I'm super proud of because there's like all these books that I've read, and it's something that I wear in not in a bad prideful way, but like I'm very proud of that. But now fast forward, I have three children, and I have a 9, 6, and 5-year-old, and I have a business, and I just don't have the same amount of time that I had to read. And for the longest time I was reading a lot less, and then until I discovered Audible. And so I started reading a bunch of books that were helping to keep me up to date, to keep me to continue to get better at selling, continue to really to feed my brain, to put me in a position to win, not just in business, but at life, right? So I would highly recommend doing that. There's other things that you can do. And I know we really only have about 2 minutes left, but again, we're taking the Medicare hour and turning it into a half hour. So that's so we're within that time, but we really want to honor that half hour. But I would say just continue to learn selling techniques. There's all kinds of YouTube videos that you can find on actual how to close and overcoming objections and really just continue to, as they say, sharpen your blades, right? Sharpen your tools. And that's what you should be spending your time doing. Less, obviously you have to have time to decompress, right? You have to have time to just relax and shut off the business and things like that. But the way that I live life is that after work, I really try to focus on my family. So during work hours, I try to pack in as much as I can. So if I can listen to a podcast on the way to work or traveling from one appointment to the other, I'm going to listen to a podcast or a book that's going to help me grow. So you have any takeaways, Oscar, that you want to, before we wrap up today?
I think just going over everything that we discussed today, know the market that you're in, know the audience, and have that lead product.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got that lead product, understand the strengths and weaknesses of it, and then have a strong number two and number three. So that way you know how to position yourself when you're talking to people.
Yeah.
Customer service is important. Like I said earlier, they can buy the same product from anybody else, from any one of the other 1,400 agents that are here in San Antonio. Why should it be you? And figure out ways why it should be you.
Yeah. And then, you know, how we talked about that gets you referrals, but even if it doesn't, it costs a lot more to get a new customer than to keep your customer on the books. So if you do a good job delivering service and you're not losing customers, if that agent who just disappears, that one that we talk about, that agent that's out there disappearing, is spending more money to acquire new clients than you are, because you're just doing a good job of servicing your clients. And so you don't need to get as many new clients as they do. So Let's keep that in mind and continue to, as we say, sharpen our tools, continue to learn, continue to grow and feed yourself, and you will be as successful as you want to be. Thank you so much for being here today, and we look forward to talking again.